This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Saudi Arabia's King Salman opened the Group of 20 summit on Saturday with a coronavirus pandemic overshadowing this year's gathering of heads of state, transforming it from an in-person, two-day meeting of the world's most powerful leaders into a virtual gathering. King Salman urged G20 leaders to provide support to developing countries in a coordinated manner. The Saudi monarch touted G20 efforts to inject more than $11 trillion into the global economy this year as stimuli to support businesses and the most vulnerable. He also commended the group for extending protections to those most impacted by the global economic recession, including a G20 decision to suspend debt payments for the world's poorest countries until mid-2021. That's to allow those nations to focus their spending on health care and stimulus programs. The pandemic, which has claimed more than 1.37 million lives worldwide, has offered the G20 an opportunity to prove how such bodies can facilitate international cooperation in crises. It has also underscored their shortcomings. A U.S. federal judge has turned down efforts by President Donald Trump's campaign to stop the governor of Pennsylvania from certifying President-elect Joe Biden's win in the battleground state. Mr. Trump's campaign had sought an injunction to prevent the certification because they argued Pennsylvania had violated the Constitution when counties took different approaches to notifying voters about problems with their mail-in ballots. U.S. District Judge Matthew Brand turned down the request because he said its legal arguments were without merit and unsupported by evidence. In his ruling, he said what he called speculative accusations could not justify disenfranchising the entire state. VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met in Qatar on Saturday with Afghan government negotiators amid signs of progress to reach a peace agreement with the Taliban. He said the United States will, quote, sit on the side and help where we can, end quote, through the peace process. The outgoing top U.S. diplomat also met with Taliban negotiators in the Qatari capital of Doha. This comes as the U.S. speeds up its withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan after invading the country in 2001. The State Department said Pompeo and the Taliban negotiating team discussed how to reduce violence in the war-torn country. The Taliban and Afghanistan's government began negotiating for the first time in September in Doha after the Taliban and the United States signed a deal in February. The U.S. agreed to withdraw all foreign troops in exchange for security guarantees and a Taliban commitment to begin negotiations. Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan called Saturday for greater military cooperation with Russia. This came a day after Azerbaijani troops began moving into disputed territory previously held by Armenian separatist forces. Pashinyan was speaking during a meeting in Yerevan with the Russian defense minister after Azerbaijani troops on Friday moved into the district bordering Nagorno-Karabakh. Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to a Russian-brokered ceasefire on November 9th after 6 weeks of fighting over the self-proclaimed republic. Under the agreement, Azerbaijan will regain control of three districts that have been controlled by the separatists since the mid-1990s. Around 2,000 Russian peacekeepers have deployed in the disputed territory of Nagorno-Karabakh under the terms of the deal. Protesters in Lebanon took to the streets in their cars on Saturday to mark the country's Independence Day. Despite the ongoing coronavirus lockdown, dozens of demonstrators drove around Beirut in a show of rejection to the political leadership they blame for the country's economic and financial crisis. All types of national celebrations on the occasion of Lebanon's 77th Independence Day have been canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. That was according to the Lebanese presidency's announcement earlier this week. Pope Francis has urged young economists, entrepreneurs, and business leaders to promote post-pandemic development models that involve the poor, Francis said in a videotaped message for a forum of young people in Italy on Saturday. That the worst reaction once the coronavirus pandemic ends would be to, quote, fall even more deeply into feverish consumerism and forms of selfish self-protection. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News. Good morning.